It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. In western Wisconsin, residents are looking to an online library for affordable housing ideas.
Last year, the city of La Crosse passed an ordinance to allow separate housing units to exist on the same lot as an existing home. They're called accessory dwelling units, or ADUs for short.
One goal is to boost housing availability in the community. Lewis Kuhlman is the environmental and sustainability planner for La Crosse. Lewis, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For people not familiar with this concept, what do we mean when we say accessory dwelling unit?
Well, it's like a smaller house in your backyard in place of a detached garage. It's typically called a backyard cottage or a granny flat or an in-law unit, but it's basically just a smaller house in your backyard.
The city of La Crosse passed this ordinance to allow more flexibility on accessory dwelling units. This is last year. What are the hopes for this? What are the goals when it comes to housing in the city?
There's a lot of demand for housing in La Crosse, as there is across Wisconsin. And we're really geographically limited by the Mississippi River and the river bluffs around the city. So in terms of growth, we really have to focus inward. And we're doing a lot of work on infill development, but in terms of how to add housing to our neighborhoods, one of the things we're looking at is accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, because they are able to kind of subtly blend in with the rest of the neighborhood. You're not going to see a dramatic skyscraper or even, like a sort of five-story box pop up on your block. It's just something that's on the backside of the home facing an alley that's really going to blend in with the rest of the neighborhood.
As part of this effort, you have this design competition to help come up with ideas, encourage people to check out this idea. We'll hear from a couple of the winners of that competition in just a few minutes. Can you talk about the competition and this library of accessory dwelling unit options you are developing there?
Yeah, it was a really exciting process. We were able to get a grant through the AARP's Community Challenge and partnered with the Wisconsin chapter of the American Institute of Architects to promote the challenge. So we got a number of submissions from across the state and even from the Twin Cities in Minnesota. We were really excited to get different ideas that were specific to La Crosse's zoning requirements, but also that we could incorporate into Wisconsin's building code because Wisconsin has a different building code than our surrounding states. So we have different challenges. So it was a really good opportunity for us to come up with design ideas that could be used in La Crosse and hopefully be an inspiration for accessory dwelling units across the state.
Who is your target audience for this? What kind of property owner do you think might be especially interested or benefit from adding an accessory dwelling unit?
Since this was an AARP grant, we were really thinking about our elderly folks and sort of retirees looking to downsize. This is kind of an opportunity for people who want to stay in the neighborhood but don't need all the space that their house currently has. They can sort of move into a smaller cottage in their backyard, so stay in the neighborhood and generate additional revenue if they want to by renting out their main unit. That's one option. Another potential target is just families that are trying to care for an elderly relative who could potentially move into the ADU. So there's a lot of opportunities for sort of intergenerational living. For both elder care and child care is another option. And of course, as a college town, we're always looking for opportunities for college students and young professionals to transition out of dormitory living in sort of more of a neighborhood.
One part of the story, if we're doing new construction, well, we might need to go to a bank and get a loan for it. Do you see financial and mortgage institutions being ready to say, oh, yeah, this is something we can work with, as opposed to this is alien to everything we do?
This is a new concept in La Crosse, but it's been used for, many decades and has grown more in popularity in the last decade or more. So I think more financial institutions are getting wise to accessory dwelling units as a housing potential. So that's some outreach that we need to do. We've laid the groundwork with allowing ADUs, and we've got our library to show examples of ADUs. Now we need to make sure that the financing is in place. One of the responsibilities of the city is to, make it as easy as possible if we're trying to see growth in this area.
As we wind up, Lewis, are you getting requests for permits for these ADUs now that this ordinance is in place?
Yeah, actually, in years prior to having our ordinance, we'd get questions, a couple times a year about the potential of having ADUs. And now that we allow them, we're getting more and more questions about it and developing concepts and testing the limits of our requirements and seeing what works and what doesn't. I think we're hoping to see some growth in this area. It's going to be small and may not be for everybody, but it's a really exciting opportunity to add more housing to our city.
Lewis, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Lewis Coleman, the environmental and sustainability planner for the city of La Crosse. We're talking about a new online database focused on sustainable housing ideas. Joining us now are Matt Bryan, a Wisconsin-certified architect based in La Crosse. We also have project manager Jacob Bielanski of a Milwaukee architectural firm. They are winners of La Crosse's design competition. Jacob, let's start with you. What was on your mind?
Well, Milwaukee, which is where I'm based out of, has been working on its plan, Growth MKE. And as we've encountered a lot of the different discussions about people's concerns, as well as people's hopes and dreams in this, we saw La Crosse as a great opportunity to engage with another different municipality and also just kind of share ideas and cross-pollinate.
And how about you, Matt?
Yeah, here in La Crosse, accessory dwellings are a pretty new idea. And so there's a lot of initial enthusiasm. And it just so happens that my interest also is in smaller projects like this, so that I see a lot of design opportunity within very small constraints, small footprints, and just a lot of potential for some really diverse solutions.
And Matt, let's start with how you solved this this challenge. A German concept, I understand, called the Wonder Hut. Talk us through this.
Yeah, the idea in some ways was pretty playful, a little bit tongue in cheek, but the essence of it is pretty simple in that it's a small footprint, about 500, 600 square feet, split into two rooms that share a bathroom. And with that much laid out, beyond that, the potentials for how to use it are very much open-ended. That's where the wonder piece comes in terms of a wide range of possibilities for how you might choose to occupy it. It might be somewhere you live, somewhere one of your relatives lives. It might be a room for your kids. It might be a room for you, an office for you.
And then, Jacob, your take on converting an existing garage, as I understand it, into a guest house. Talk us through how you met this challenge.
Yeah, so we had an existing project in our company portfolio with Van Cleve Architects that had converted a existing garage into a guest house. And the plan was readily adaptable to accessibility. And in our minds, doing less is just a fundamental piece of sustainability. And so we wanted to show how we can reuse existing infrastructure. And at our presentation, La Crosse also wanted to focus on this overall site design and how this integrates with neighboring properties. Because a lot of concerns that people have about ADUs in higher density housing has to do with preserving neighborhood character and fabric, also integrating in a good way.
And Matt, with that in mind, I looked on the map. So the city of La Crosse offered a particular site in La Crosse, a lot sort of south of downtown a little bit. Were you thinking, okay, how do we fit into this particular neighborhood?
Yeah, great question. The short answer is I was not looking at this particular site, but this particular site happens to be emblematic of a lot of sites in La Crosse. It's served not only by a main road, but also by an alley on the backside. And that alone opens up a lot of opportunity. La Crosse is a very well-suited city for accessory dwellings in that sense, where you could potentially have an accessory dwelling primarily served by an alley and a main house primarily served by a main road, and each could have their own entrance in a sense. So,
and Jacob, that's interesting. Coming from Milwaukee, is there a difference in your mind in designing an accessory dwelling unit in La Crosse versus Milwaukee? Or on the other hand, I've been to Milwaukee. There's a lot of alleys there too.
Yep, that sure is. And it really depends on where you are in Milwaukee, because the different zoning areas that we have here produce neighborhoods of very different character and also different types of situations you have to build around. And a lot of times architecture winds up being a lot like tailoring. Everything is very specific, trying to meet people's needs. And our approach took what was there at the lot and just wanted to show different strategies as to how it might relate to this property in a way that could be adaptable to other ones, because La Crosse's adopted ordinances allow for many different types of construction in terms of it being a detached ADU, being an attached ADU to the main house, or even a second story addition to a garage. With our reuse of a garage, another component is that we fit our whole floor plan into a 450 square foot piece, which is a pretty average size for garage properties. So we wanted to show that a design like this can fit in with all sorts of different types of circumstances, and that just because it's a small residence doesn't mean that it's not going to be a good residence.
Now, both of your designs and some of the other competitors are going to be in this library of accessory dwelling unit designs in La Crosse. Jacob, let's start with you. What are your hopes for how people use these designs, your design and others, and how they can maybe adapt them to meet the particularities of the lot that they're being built in?
Well, it's less about the exact design and more about many of the principles. So we talked extensively at the hearing about just being a good neighbor, considering that this is going to be somebody that's living in this dwelling, and we really need to treat this with care and not just try to prop up as much as we can to help housing, which is very necessary, but like all things, needs to be handled with some discern. We wanted to show different ways that this can be accessible, and that accessibility isn't just something for a particular demographic or people in certain points of their life. It's something that makes for just comfortable design. Broadly speaking, there are dozens of different ways that these could be planned and designed to fit people's needs. Matt's is a great example of it. It's a fantastic design. But no two people are alike, and we just wanted to show and provide evidence that it's affordable, feasible, and better than I think connotations commonly will try to argue.
Matt, have you gotten any local interest since the contest and your design went up online?
I've had a couple of people reach out. Some are still ongoing projects or in the early stages. One of them actually is someone who has an old playhouse in their backyard. So similar to the garage adaptation idea, there's the potential there to adapt a playhouse for an accessory dwelling use.
Jacob, we hear a lot about high housing costs in Wisconsin. That's part of what this ADU issue is helping to tackle. And high costs of construction in Wisconsin, and materials and labor and more. Do you have that in mind as you're thinking about how to make accessory dwelling units not just functional, but affordable to build in the first place?
Absolutely. That was one of the main reasons that we chose to reuse the existing garage, which was ironically enough counter to the prompt. We were supposed to ignore it, but I think that a compromise like that is a very real situation that a lot of people will face, that you have something that you can use, and it might be the difference between doing it or not doing it. You know, here in Milwaukee, we also have a lot of similar issues with, obviously, with everything you mentioned, labor, materials, and maybe a bit more so here than in La Crosse, but also with land scarcity. But we have a lot of single family properties, and ADUs, once again, here provide another option in our tool belt for helping promote more dwelling units in the city.
And Matt, you're there in La Crosse. This ADU ordinance is still pretty new, this design contest hoping to kick things off. Do you feel a sense of momentum that there is interest and impetus in making these things a reality?
I do. You know, working in the architecture community, but also just talking to friends and family casually who have all kinds of dreams for what they could do with their backyard, anything from a garden to an ADU. And those things aren't mutually incompatible. You know, there's, I think, the dream of building a backyard kind of oasis, if you will, is something that's a really widespread dream for a lot of people. And I think there could be a ripple effect where one neighbor sees something going on next door, an ADU going up. They see how successful that is, how much fun that is to have. And then I could see it spreading its enthusiasm that way.
We'll leave it there. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much. It's been a dream to be on public radio. Thanks for having me.
And Jacob, thanks for joining us.
Likewise. Thank you for having me.
We've been talking about accessory dwelling units with Wisconsin architects Matt Bryan and Jacob Bielanski. We also heard from Lewis Coleman, the environmental and sustainability planner for the city of La Crosse.